Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the
Rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. It's good to be with you on this Friday. We are broadcasting live on the 29th day of March, 2019, which puts us at about 7 or 8 days before the shifting of the Hebrew calendar, where it will be the first day of the first month, and that will begin the new year, 5999, if we will agree to examine the 220 missing years that many scholars have talked about for a very long time. And if that is so, I cannot express to you how amazingly close we are to the days that we are living in. Can you imagine 5999? That means we're a year away from the end of 6,000 years. And you know, God created heaven and earth in 6 days, and one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. That's 6,000 years. And most of the sages and scribes believe that the same pattern existed, that when God created heaven and earth in 6 days and everything that existed, he rested on the seventh day. And then when man sinned, he went back to work, and it's been 6,000 years. And the seventh day, or the millennial reign of Christ, is at the door. We are so close, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, you may be out there doing your job right now. I may be doing my job on the air right now, but everything's going to change. Everything is about to change because we're going to be shifting and transitioning. I want you to hear that word so clear in your mind today. Transition, transition, transition. It is a moment of transition all over the world. And this transitioning, I liken it unto a baby that's transitioning from a particular place in the womb to another, and it's about to be birthed. We're about to go through some things. God's people have always gone through something to get out of one place to another, whether it's Egypt into the wilderness or from the wilderness into the promised land. They always had to go through something, the Red Sea, the Jordan River, whatever it is, we have to go through some things. And that completes the transition from the sixth day into the seventh day. There is a transition that takes place. We are that close. We review something that I've been sitting on for quite some time. We've been talking about a lot of different things this week, but I've been sitting on this. It's been before me for about 4 days, and I wondered if I was ever going to bring it forth. And I just believe that now is the time. And if you would just allow me to speak these words, and if you would receive them and pray about them, obviously pray about them, and see whether or not these words are a direct communication from the Spirit of God to your spirit, because that's the most important thing, okay? That is. And so we're going to talk about it. We're going to open the lines. I want to get to some scriptures as well today. But here is the word of the Lord, I believe, that God would share with you today. You be the judge, and I begin. How can I tell you spiritual things when you do not yet understand natural things? How will you embrace that which is from above when your thinking is beneath? The message I have sent into the earth concerning this day of resurrection power is not a message that can be brought down into earthly thinking. This message is not intended to settle within the grasp of men's hands. No, the message has been sent in order to bring my people up into heavenly places. I have longed for a people who would have their citizenship in heaven. I have waited for a people to come into my presence beyond the veil of their own humanity and fellowship with me. I have given the words to my beloved friend John, who was an apostle upon the earth, saying, truly, our fellowship is with the Father and his Son. These words were uttered so that my people would know that there is fellowship beyond the average and ordinary communications of men. I want you to know that the communications that I long to have with you are beyond what the old covenant allowed. I want you to know that the way has been opened into spiritual territory wherein you may come forth into my presence without fear. Now, as I continue to share with you these words, I'm asking, because our minds and our hearts and our bodies are so geared towards hearing particular things, so all of a sudden there is a different manifestation of the glory of God or the presence of God. And we can't just tune out or turn off because, well, that's not what we were so used to hearing. We have to allow the many different expressions of God to come to us. And he's saying something to you and I right now. I believe this was his heartbeat for you and I today. And I believe that the message that God is sending forth is his deep desire to have fellowship with you and I, to communicate with us at a level that is spiritual and heavenly, and he's bidding us, he's calling us. He said, I've consummated the way, and I want to have relationship with you. I want to have fellowship with you. I want to communicate with you. Can you imagine God communicating with man? Well, like the Muslim man that was so hungry for God went to the cleric and said, how can I have relationship with Allah? And the cleric said, who are you to think you can have fellowship with Allah? But that's totally different in our gospel, that Christ died for us so that we can be reconciled to the Father and have relationship and commune with him, right? So keep your heart open to this. It's very important, I believe. I want to continue in the message. The message that has been sent forth to announce the spiritual reality of the manifestation of the fullness of my presence in my body. Now, think about that. The message of the third day. Don't be afraid of the saying. The message of the third day. Now, many of you that have heard the third day message, I want to remind you of something. God gave this to us in 1998, and we thought that it was for the year 2000, but we were looking at the Gregorian calendar. And so here we are 19 years into the Gregorian calendar, which gave us a total of 21 years we've heard this message, and yet we're just now discovering with the 220 missing years that is so obvious in the Hebrew calendar, that we're now at the door of 5999 in the Hebrew calendar, and we're 1 year away from the year 6000, which means six completed millennia. So the message of the third day has been sent forth to announce, it's been an announcement to announce the spiritual reality of the manifestation of the fullness of my presence in my body, saith the Lord, right? It has been written that I, Jesus, would manifest in your church or mortal bodies. See, the mortal body of you and I, we are the church. We are the ecclesia. The church is not a building. It's not a denomination. It is people. And that the truth that Jesus said, and it's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it has been written that I, Jesus, would manifest in your mortal bodies, which is the church. My plan is to operate through a body of believers who have surrendered themselves to my will, a people in whom there is faith. Through them, I will demonstrate the power of my gospel to all the world. The time has come, and I have declared it from the foundation of the world, that there would be a people who would walk upon the earth in my image, doing the works that I have done, and even greater works. This is the third day church. So what are the spiritual truths I would like to share with you? What are you able to comprehend? Would you remain stable if I told you? Now listen carefully. Would you remain stable if I told you there were saints of God who have been raised from the dead and are walking in your midst at this time? Would you dare to believe that the resurrection of the dead has taken place to a degree? What did the people do 2,000 years ago after my resurrection when the saints came out of the tombs and appeared to many in Jerusalem? You all remember the event in Matthew chapter 27, I believe it is. When Jesus rose from the dead, it says that they came out of the graves, that there was a great shaking, and the dead came out of the graves, and they went to Jerusalem. The dead saints rose in the resurrection, Christ the first fruits. There was a resurrection, not the resurrection that's promised at the end of time, but there was a resurrection. Now, you can imagine what the people of Jerusalem thought when Uncle Benny knocked on the door and says, "Hello, everybody. You know, come on. It's amazing." Well, were they not the first fruits of the resurrection? Have not the tombs been opened from that time? Have I not spoken of a day wherein the saints will come forth out of the graves and ascend into the heavens with me? What was the expression of those who saw their dead relatives appear before them? Do you know? Are you ready for the supernatural events that are about to take place in your midst? Or will you oppose the very things you have waited for and believed because they do not appear the way you said they would? You have only a glimpse of the reality of what is going to take place. A few wise men will know of the truth that is being birthed in the earth. Few will know of the spiritual reality of a crucified people walking in a resurrected body. Few will know of a people who have put on immortality and incorruption. Few will know of the divine regeneration of the new creation man in the earth. Few will know of a people whose nature is divine and in whom all the promises have been obtained. Few will know because of the blindness of heart. Few will dare to speak the words that 2,000 years ago I could not speak because of the immaturity of my people. But now I have found a people who have grown to realize the limitlessness of my ability, and they have understood that there is nothing impossible with me and that all I have written in my word will come to pass. The haze is due to a fixed position on certain scriptures. I would encourage you to look upon the whole counsel of my word, lest the same darkness shroud your mind that shrouded the church for the past 1900 years. While just a few will know of these things in the beginning, In time, the whole earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. The truth of my word and power was brought down into earthly habitations. There my people learned to live on earthly ground and gave up their heavenly positions. Did you hear that? What is God saying right now? What I'm hearing the Spirit of the Lord say is that God is about to do something that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love him. I believe that all of our religious dogma, our doctrine, our fixed positions on scriptures that has gotten us stuck in a rut, so to speak, and that we just get kind of locked in and bound up, that God is saying, I have called my people in this prophetic third day to a supernatural season where I'm going to break the laws of limitation. I'm going to exceed the boundaries that have been set up by religion and men, that I'm going to do something on the inward parts of a people who trust me. I mean, I'm seeing and hearing God say that, hey, I'm God. I created this whole thing. The only reason why you're even breathing is because I created you. I created you with imagination. I created you with a brain. I created you with a heart, with a soul, with a mind, a spirit. I created you in all the dimensions of giving you optimi, the eye to see, the ear to hear, the heart to understand. I've created you to do exploits. I've created you to do all these things. But you, in my new creation, who have been born again, I am going to invest in you a supernatural ability to do things that no one else on earth would do. And I have designed for you to do exploits at a time when darkness will be greater than at any other time in the history of the world. I'm calling my children of light to an experience and an expression of my glory from within the inside of them, blow all over the earth. Yeah, a nuclear bomb is a pretty big explosion, but can you imagine tens of millions of men and women of God, where the super divine energy and glory and light that is on the inside of them is going to be manifested at the same time all over the world, and the supernatural power of Jesus Christ is going to be manifesting through them? Oh, I know a lot of people, you know, think that'll never happen until Christ returns and so on and so forth, but that's not what the Word of God says. Let's continue on just a little bit further. Listen to what happened. Here's the truth. Here's what happened. God's always desired to be a supernatural God who can do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think, right? So here's the truth. The truth of God's word and power was brought down into earthly habitations. That is so sad when you think about it. Why? There, my people learned to live on earthly ground and gave up their heavenly positions. See, the Bible says we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The Bible says that we have been resurrected and have ascended to the right hand of God in Christ Jesus, far above all principality, power, might, and dominion, and every name that is named. That is the positional reality of the Word of God for your born-again spirit. And yet God's truth, His word of power, was brought down to earthly habitations. And there, my people learned to live on earthly ground and gave up their heavenly positions. Consequently, the heavens were shut up, and the power and anointing was concealed in a few, while the masses were kept out of divine things. Man brought my gospel down to earthly limitations and quenched my spirit. What grief I endured to see the supernatural operations of my kingdom come to a halt. What disappointment in the heavenlies to witness the degradation of power and authority. What sighs were heard that day. The activities of my kingdom stood still because there was no man that would reach beyond the natural world. Only a few here and there were able to escape the delusion and religious mindset of unbelief and press their way into something spiritual. In them, I had my pleasure, for they fellowshiped with me in the spirit. They were not known to the world. They were unnoticed and their names were unheard. Yet it was with them that I shared the mysteries of the ages. All my secrets were revealed to them, and they wrote of them. Yes, beloved, their words are written in books that have been covered over for many years. They were my epistles. I wrote my words in them, and I desire to write my words in you. You are a people whom I have been able to share my secrets with, but the things I have spoken thus far are but shallow in comparison of what is to come. The message of the third day and the seventh day are found in my word, revealed to whom I would and ministered to the masses. There is no secret to these things, for they have been in the book all along. Yet the truth of these 2 days are now being revealed to the church, so that she may come up to me in heavenly places. There is more, so much more, that I will reveal to you. I am calling you into my chambers in order that I may distribute revelation knowledge that will cause even the Babylonian world system to marvel. For all the ancient religions have built their towers upon sandy doctrines of men and devils. Mystery Babylon has put her cup to the lips of many who long for something beyond man-made religion and earthly experiences. This was the opportunity for the harlot to share her mysterious beliefs and cause men to drink of the cup of her fornication. My people have drunk from this cup because the deep wells of revelation have been buried and concealed by the powers of darkness. The scribes and the Pharisees who had the key of knowledge would not enter in to that which was divine and consequently would not allow those who desired to enter in to do so. My people have had to endure with shallowness, ridicule, earthliness, and temporal things. But now the heavens are open again. Many have pressed their way into the kingdom with violence. This violence has been a divine energy within them to not accept the limitations imposed upon them by men. These were stirred deeply in their inner man and decided to no longer reason out in their minds in debates and in conferences what the problem was, but rather turned their focus upward and went in by faith to the most holy place. There they heard my voice and experienced my presence, which transformed their lives. They have been forever contented with me, but I would not allow them to stay in this place, but put them to the task of bringing many into this place. Their heavens have been opened ever since, and they have traveled upon Jacob's ladder, entering in out of the two dimensions. They come into my presence, they receive my words, they bring forth my provisions to the people. The time of the mass exodus has come. I am calling all into my presence. Not one must be left out. I have pardoned all iniquity to those who would lay claim to my blood. What is God saying in this word, saints? What is he saying? God is beckoning to the ecclesia, you and I, who are living on earth at this time where these two great days, the third day and the seventh day, it is biblical, it is factual, it is scientific, it is spiritual, it is a reality, it is truth. These days are coming together and God has planned for something that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ Jesus. God has a plan for this hour and that plan involves you. He's knocking on the door of your heart. I wouldn't be surprised, and I'm not going to look now, but I wouldn't be surprised if there were two people listening to this broadcast right now, because it's only for the few who are able to receive what God is saying, that his best works are not going to come from the celestial sky above, but they're going to come right out from the midst of the people who have allowed him to unlock the doors into the dimensional travel that we have seen the Apostle Paul go into the third heaven. The Apostle John went into the very throne room of God. Many people are ascending and descending in this hour upon the ladder that is Jesus Christ. It's not Jacob's ladder as much as it is Jesus saying, from here on in, Nathaniel, you're going to see the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. And through Jesus Christ, we have access into the heavens. And then we bring the provision, we bring the glory, we bring the revelation back into this earth. We bring the power, the anointing to bind up, to rebuke the works of the devil and set the captives free. Why? Because Jesus Christ came to destroy the works of the devil and to set the captives free. And the only way that can be done is through his body on this earth. Are you ready? Listen, at this moment, God said, I am raising up a deliverance ministry like never before. I have seen the desire of my people to run, but they have been hindered because of satanic strongholds built up in their minds. These strongholds are arguments. These arguments are designed to limit, oppress, deceive, hold back, lock up, make guilty, keep carnal, and remain earthly. Yet my voice shall be heard in this moment, and those who hear shall arise to new life. Yes, even those who have been dead shall come back to life. I declare unto you that the tombs are open and that it is high time for you to come forth and make your appearance in the earth and in the heavens, for the Jerusalem above has waited for you. I would have my people to know that this new season is a season of liberty, victory, and success. I will have my people to run in this new season and build in this new season. I would have them to run and build unhindered. For this cause, I am releasing my deliverance ministry. My deliverance ministry is simply those who have believed that it is I who does the work. These are my deliverers. They shall do the same works I did while in the earth. But now these are in the earth, and they shall do my work. But it is I who empower them by my spirit. The purpose is that no shackles will remain on my people. And finally, I am releasing the living waters within you. I am breaking up the dams and destroying that which has hindered you. You shall skip forth like the calves out of the stall. You shall abound in every good thing, and you shall partake of the increase of your fields. Your harvest shall manifest, and you shall enjoy that which you receive, and you will know that it is yours. It is the season of rewards. I am rewarding my faithful ones with gifts of righteousness. Consider the things I say. Meditate upon them. Look for new things. Do not be surprised by my many forms that I shall appear to you in this season. You know, when it said, finally, I'm releasing the living waters. How many of you would agree that there are fountains of living waters in you, life-giving waters, crystal clear rivers of life? And how many of you know that Jesus said those living waters are the Holy Spirit? Well, you can't tell me, if you don't even believe the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you, you can't tell me that if you believe that, well, there's living waters in me, but you know, it's limited. God is ready to break the dams of limitation so that the living water of the Holy Spirit can begin to flow into your soul and then into your body, cleansing, healing, because everywhere the river goes, it brings healing and restoration. Good morning, Patricia Joy Xavier. How are you today, pretty one?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm probably more excited today than I have been in ages. That is phenomenal. When did you write that?
This was written probably right around 2004.
My goodness gracious, what a prelude of what's to be and where we're going. I mean, it was the most encouraging, exciting thing I have heard in I don't know how long, maybe never, I'm not sure. But this is where we're going, and it excites me to no end. And I know that it is the desire of God's heart. I know that. And I know it is the Holy Spirit that is going to make it so. And while you were speaking these incredible, encouraging words of life and liberty, my thoughts were people are still in too much bondage to understand what is being read. It was my hope that they would understand. But I believe there is something standing in the way. And may I tell you what I think that is? You had mentioned it earlier about sin being totally taken away, and that he, Jesus Christ, has overcome sin and it no longer should be with us. In other words, you didn't say that portion, but the truth of the matter, in Romans 6, it says that we are dead to sin and we no longer need to sin. Sin has been paid for. Sin has been taken away from all who will receive that. And we need to no longer sin. We are capable of walking without sin in total freedom. My goodness.
Patricia, the reason why I believe you are as excited as you are is because God has given you a deliverance ministry. You have written a book on deliverance. Your entire heartbeat has been to see God's people set free. I have been around you. I've been married to you for 27 years. I've known you many years before then. Your entire desire, your life has been given to setting the captives free, because once the captive is free, they could move into the exploits of the kingdom of heaven. And so this is an hour, and I'm going to ask the Lord to double portion you right now. I'm going to ask the Lord to give you greater energy than you've ever had before, that life-giving spirit, that anointing, that unction that breaks the yoke will move over these airwaves right now, because Patricia, now is the time for the yokes to be broken, the chains to be severed, the things of the devil to be snapped, and the people of God to rise up with the power and anointing of greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Not to be afraid, not to be nervous, not to be anxious, but to get up and flex the power of God in their lives right now. Just speak into that freedom and that liberty.
I want to just pronounce the most incredible concept, the most incredible doings that ever have been upon this earth. And that is, you no longer have to sin. You are an individual, if you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you no longer have to be in bondage to sin. You no longer have to walk in sin. You no longer have to sin. It has no more power over you. I can't tell you what an incredible freedom that is, to understand and to know that the price has been paid and sin no longer has any power over your life, meaning that there is no more dilemma to your life, meaning that there is no more destruction to your life, meaning that when the enemy comes to bring or to steal, kill, and destroy anything within your life, he cannot do so because sin is no longer attached to you. You walk circumspectively, you walk in a newness of life that humans, since 6,000 years of the fall, have not known, have not understood, and not have been brought into that time and place of knowing the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. You have. You are the most fortunate of people, the most blessed of people, knowing and realizing that sin no longer owns you, sin no longer has power over your life, means that you no longer are afraid, as was already mentioned. You no longer are filled with anxiety. You are no longer hopeless. You are no longer walking in stress and aggravation. You are an overcomer in every sense of the word. You no longer need to be sick. You no longer have to receive generational bloodline curses from your families that have been sick and ill in certain areas of their life, because you have been set free from the law of sin and death.
Woo! What a mighty anointing. And what you're saying, there's no accusation against the believer today. And God is saying, I want to remove that sludge from your brain right now. I want to get rid of that sludge out of your mind right now, because everything we've talked about this week about the Islamic invasion, the end times, the things that are coming on this earth, we've all sat back and said, okay, but what's the answer? And the answer is being given right now. There's an outray of God's divine power and glory about to be displayed in your life. You're going to manifest His glory. I'm telling you, nothing is going to make you afraid. Nothing is going to hold you back. You're not going to walk in fear, guilt, shame, condemnation, accusation by the accuser. I'm telling you, if you'll get hold of this, Patricia, there will be a heavenly entrance by many people in the spirit right now. They're just going to go right through that dimensional veil into the heavens. They're going to be worshiping the Almighty God. They're going to come down with so much power, just like Jesus. They tried to throw him off a cliff. He walked right through the midst of them. They tried to kill him, but he played hide and seek with them. There's no weapon formed against you that will prosper. No tongue that will rise against you in judgment that will prevail. You're going to condemn every work of the devil, because greater is he that's in you. It's not about your effort, my effort. It's about what God is doing right now.
Let me also say to you, many of you are fearful of the way your children are living their life. You see the mistakes they're making. You're watching them bring death upon their own concepts and ideas and being. You see that they're going in the wrong direction. They don't think clearly. They don't have understanding that you would like them to have. Well, here is a promise to you. If you would believe God in what He has done for your life, in other words, receive the freedom that you have been granted through Jesus Christ, believing that He paid the price for your sin, that He paid the price for your life for eternity. If you would believe that according to His word, He will save your seed. He will save your children from their own destruction. He will help them. He will bring them into the glory of the knowledge of what you're understanding right now. He will set them free. He will set those captives free. He will bring them into an eternity of gladness and happiness and joy that mankind has not understood unless they went and purchased their freedom as Christ has been able to do for them, and know eternal life because they're in heaven right now.
Amen. So, Patricia, what I'm hearing the Spirit of God do right now, we're watering God's garden. You see, one plants, the other waters, God gives the increase. And I want to share another word. It's complimentary. It'll be very quick, but here it is. Here's what I hear the Lord saying right now. I have wells to drink of that have yet to be opened. Hear that? I have wells to drink of that have yet to be opened. While knowledge is increasing and man's understanding is opening, there still remains a veil over the heart. Many today are seeing, as it were, through a glass. The picture is not yet crystal clear as to what I am doing in the earth today. There is still a great deal of speculation in the hearts of my people, for they have not yet settled into a place of absoluteness concerning their mission and function in my body. If I were to release the floodgates at this time, much of what I would pour out would be lost through the cracks. My body has not yet been compacted together and joined together in a way that would contain the fresh and precious water that I am prepared to send. There is still too much self-serving and selfish ambition in the body of my love. My body has yet to understand the vast importance of the corporate function. There are still independent members who have not yet yielded to the corporate man-child company that I am raising up in the earth today. I have given much knowledge and outpourings of revelation to my body recently, but much has not profited the body due to a lack of spiritual unity. The quarrels, fights, wars, jealousies, opinions, and other antagonisms have restricted the flow of anointing. For all these things are childish and to no avail. I have seen a people scattered in the earth that I have chosen for such a time as this. These I am gathering together. These are new connections. These are the parts that have been missing. These are the intended ones that have been chosen before the foundation of the world to come forth in this hour and give glory to my name. These are the ones I have chosen to fulfill my purpose, not in an individual way, but in a corporate way. For I will not release the flow of the untapped well until this body has been formed and brought together unto unseparateness. The glory they give to me is through their love for one another. This is a spiritual union where each member is accepted and loved and honored and preferred before the other. The question remains, and it has been asked, can there ever be a perfect body of believers who are one in judgment, thought, and purpose in the earth? The answer is found so clearly in my word. I am coming for a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. I am coming to be glorified and admired in my saints. Patricia, before I go on any further, what is the Spirit saying to you?
Spirit is saying to me right now that you have not yet known your freedom from sin, where the price has been paid, because you do not believe. You do not believe what took place on that cross, the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, when he paid a debt and a price for our sin that is beyond anything you can understand or know, but that it has been done. You don't believe it yet, because if you did believe it, if you do believe it, you will walk in a new freedom from sin as though you have never, ever sinned. In other words, you will know the freedom that God has granted you, not to be worried, not to be concerned, not to be aggravated, not to be fearful, not to be stressed out, not to be hungered for anything that is not good for you, whether it be food, lust, or ever such thing. You will not know that freedom until you understand and believe what took place on the cross for your freedom, that you have been set free and need no more to sin.
Patricia, there's a man-child being birthed in Revelation chapter 12. There's a man-child ministry that is coming through, and there's a woman in travail. The church has been in travail to bring forth and manifest people, a man-child ministry. And the Spirit of the Lord says, I will tell you a truth that has been revealed in this body of whom I have spoken, the man-child ministry, the corporate man. These understand that they are a perfect body of believers living in the earth who walk in perfect love. They have the wisdom and understanding of what true love is, so that false religious ideas and concepts have no place among them. These have been perfected in genuine care and tenderness towards those with whom they have been joined to. The ultra dynamic of this body is that they walk in divine power and authority. They have been so knit together by my spirit that there is no lack, gap, or chasm in them. Who are they? They are those who have been taken into the fires. They have gone through the waters. They have been tested to the core. These are the stones which were burnt, but have come forth as brilliant spiritual stones of radiating glory. They have come to a place of maturity. They have taken within them a divine nature in the exactness of my image. They have believed me for everything I have spoken through my word. They have embraced the truth of freedom and victory I have spoken through my word, and would not be turned away. They are the overcomers of the new millennial morning, and are being brought to high places and are being advanced with rapid transport. And all the doors promised to them have begun to open, and their lives have been transformed into the abundant, joyful, radiant lives, giving glory to me each and every day. Your thoughts?
If you truly believe in Jesus Christ, that he truly took your sin from you upon the cross, if you truly believe in what he has done for you, this miraculous work that he was sent to this earth to do, to set the captives free, to give freedom to mankind who will believe on him, if you have set that in motion in your life, you no longer will be angry. You will no longer have to get angry. You will no longer have to be afraid of anything, anybody, or any circumstances. You will walk in such a circumspective freedom that you will not understand how you ever walked before and lived this life without being totally and completely destroyed. You will have overcome the works of the devil within your life. Nothing will turn you away from the peace, the joy, and the righteousness that you walk in. It is impossible to do so. If you received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, believed in his work on the cross, you will know a new life like you have never known. And I dare say that the majority of 6,000 years of generations have not known, because they have not yet understood the truth of what God has been doing. Very few individuals.
All right, so let the water continue to flow into your heart today. I continue in this prophetic word. This company, the Man Child Ministry, have been given a supernatural power in such a measure that those who touch them have touched the apple of my eye. Yes, this is the tabernacle of David, restored and perfected with my spirit from above. This tabernacle is strong and valiant and has learned to put the enemy to flight. These are as bold as lions and gentle as doves. These are as God in the earth. You'll remember Zechariah chapter 12, verse 8, that the weakest among them shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God. Why? Because I dwell in them. My son and I have come to them and have tabernacled in them. The full force of my power and ability is in them, so that I do great exploits through them. These operate out of the same anointing as Jesus did while he was in the earth. They are his eyes, ears, mouth, and feet. How will you know them? You will be among them, and they will speak of glorious things. They speak you as they speak. You will be elevated to a higher place in your spirit, not because of high-sounding words, but because of the words of truth and power mixed with their faith. You will be healed in their presence. You will not pick up one hint of schism among them. There will be no false religious facade of love, but a genuine, liberating spirit among them. You will see different measures of glory in each one, but not one shall be seen as above the other, just a different expression of my many faceted nature within them.
And what would that look like? It would be as though you walk into a store to purchase an item, but there is a radiant light moving through you and around you. People don't know why, but they look at you and they're drawn to you. They see something that is different, even though they may not understand what it is. And they will come to you, tap you on the shoulder, and they would begin to tell you of their woes and their pains. Some may be mentally ill and so frustrated in life, they don't know what to do anymore. They have taken all the medication. They have had counseling. They have gone to psychiatrists. They have done the things of what church even expects them to do. But they're still in bondage, terrible bondage, and they need to be set free. And they will see something. They will feel something. They will be drawn to your light, and you will look at them, and you will have the words of knowledge and wisdom for them that will set them free. The mentally ill will become well and think clearly. Those that are physically sick will be delivered by your touch. Those who have been in remorse and mental frustration will have a new understanding and a new way of what to do. And what will it all speak? It will speak Jesus Christ. Christ and him alone is what it will speak. They might not know that name, but they will know the presence of it, because they will see it in you, because you have been set free from sin. You understand you no longer need to sin. You understand the work of the Holy Spirit that has been granted unto you by the Heavenly Father through the word of God through Jesus Christ when he was lifted up to heaven and sent his spirit to mankind. And all who will accept that Holy Spirit will know this and understand this. They will have given their heart to a new perspective, to a new enlightenment, to a new generation of overcomers, and they will see and walk within it. blind eyes will be open. People who die right before you, you will raise them up and they will walk again. This will be not a good idea. This will be a reality. This is a reality. Even now, has been done 2,000 years ago, has been done through the last 2,000 years, but will be done more and forevermore as you walk in the glory in which God has given you, because you know that you are no longer a sinner.
Okay, so what's happening right now is that you are listening, and I'm going to tell you, first of all, do not start questioning what's going on here today with your mind, figuring it out. I'm not that kind of person. Stop thinking. Your heart is a garden. It's the word of God. You are the garden of the Lord. That's why Jesus talked about the good soil of the heart, 30, 60, 100 fold. What's happening, God is sowing seed of his intent into your heart right now. All a garden does is receive it. You don't argue with it. You don't say, well, I can't do that, or that sounds too much or too little or whatever. All you are is getting word, the word of God. This is biblicity, by the way, the Bible. These words are not just outside of God's word. This is God's word. I could show you scripture everywhere concerning what we're saying today. So word, seed, is being sown in your heart, and then the Holy Spirit's watering it, and your heart is going to produce. Patricia, we've got 10 minutes left. And we want to open the telephone lines. If anybody's out there today, you're listening to this broadcast, you'd like to ask a question, make a comment, the number to call is 818-369-0326. Once again, 818-369-0326. And it looks like we have our dear friends calling in from South Dakota. Oh, not yet. Okay. So we are, oh, there it is, the 605 number. Let's take that first. Good morning. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question. Yes, we're listening to this. Very good. Now, I have a question. Now, about the third day that God has revealed to you about that, is that connected also with the 144,000 that are the overcomers in the Bible? And is that all together, them people that walk in that authority on the earth?
Absolutely. Great question. I love that question. And yes, the 144,000 are representative of that overcoming body. That, wow, Patricia, they are the higher order of sons, not male and female gendered, but the sons of God. And absolutely, this is all tying in because it's an end time prophecy, and there will be an overcoming man-child ministry birth into the earth today. There's no doubt about it. And those overcomers are coming to power right now all over the world.
And I don't know if that 144,000 really means the number 144,000 or has a symbolic meaning of something more and greater or lesser.
Like a complete governmental body, 12
something
is the number of government.
Effect.
Yeah.
Yes, something to that effect. Yeah. However, there's a great argument out there that needs to be discussed.
Unnecessary.
And it is unnecessary, but here it goes. The idea is that there are 144,000 pure blood Jews that are going to fulfill that position that have come to the knowledge of the Messiah. The argument that is in progress, not only in my heart, but in others, is that, wait a minute, we have been grafted in. We have been grafted into the bloodline through Jesus Christ, the most pure, most perfect, most glorious bloodline, who was a Jew. And seeing that we have been grafted in, it is as much a promise, I believe, to us who believe in Jesus Christ, the Jew, as we do, and to those who, the Jew of the bloodline of the Jew, but have received Jesus Christ as their Messiah. I believe it becomes one new man on the earth.
All right. So that's a great study. We're going to have it. And it also says in Revelation 14 that the 144,000 are granted that position, not because they're Jewish, but because they follow the Lamb whithersoever he goes. There's no guile in their mouth. They are virgins in their heart. There's a conduct to these 144,000, not just a Jewish reality. We'll talk more about that as we go. We have another call coming in from 479-855. Good morning. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Good morning. I am a product of a vessel 86 years old that has been set free by these, back in when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and being exposed to the deliverance ministry, he and the Holy Spirit have, and Jesus Christ have set me free in all these areas and products of even the book that Pastor Patricia has written, the Bill of Rights, from that. And it's been a wonderful, and I have, the Lord has set me so free of those fears and all those things. Yes, but times the old enemy, old Satan, like to come in, but he, in the fact that I'm aware of the Satan, I am set free, a man that the Lord has called me to, in Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen and hallelujah is right, and the best is yet to come. You know, a lot of people that may be listening right now, Patricia, are thinking, you know, life, I'm just trying to get up and get going every day. God's saying some supernatural things. He's calling people of a particular order to a high place in him. You know, the good news to even complement that is that when the Lord returns, the trumpet will sound, the dead in Christ will rise, and we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. We're getting glorified bodies, and we're going to rule and reign within the millennial kingdom of Jesus Christ for that 1,000 years, and then on into the eternal eighth day of Enoch that he talked about. You know, you just can't get a bad deal being born again.
You cannot. And, you know, I listened to what George just said, and George is a walking example of being a free man. He is 86 years old, but he does not walk in any bondage that I am aware of and that I can discern.
And he's gotten deliverance even in his older age.
Unbelievable.
And now he's stronger than when he was a youth. So he was proof to us that it's never too late to deal with a demonic presence in the territory of the soul.
Absolutely right. And what is so incredible is that, yes, we will be glorified, but we already are being glorified. The Lord God Almighty says in his word that we will go from glory to glory to glory. We're in the process of glorification even as we speak, even as this very moment. And so what a wonderful experience to know that you are not only being glorified, but you sin no more.
Amen. So we have talked about the glory of the Word of God. This is what we teach in our Bible studies along the way. I will talk about something that's very practical right now. It is the 29th day of March, and the first of the month is coming, and we need about $400 per month to run this radio station. Now, Patricia has offered her book, Deliverance, the Christian Bill of Rights, to anybody that would send a donation to the ministry. Would you please, this is for the Omega Radio Network. When I'm done, by the way, please don't go anywhere. On the Omega Radio Network next, there is a message called The Endgame. Now, following that, Patricia Joy, but we're just going to put this endgame. I think it's one of the most important messages for the body of Christ right now. This is a gentleman. I couldn't even tell you his name. It's a powerful message on the Omega Radio Network to keep the Omega Radio Network running every single month, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We spend about $400. That's outside of the Kerm Radio AM FM. Would you please consider sending a gift at this time? You could do it at our website on omegaradio.org by getting the little donate tab, or you could send it to our mailing address, which is P.O. Box 100. We just want to thank each of you for your support, financial blessing to just take care of the webpage. It's $150 a month, the cable bills, the other NWM Global webpage, and the other little costs that go along with running a radio station. It's not a big cost. We thank you, though, for your help. Every little bit does make a difference. Patricia, it's been an honor to be with you today. May God bless you as you continue in your ministry of deliverance. And as we walk together, boy, do I hope that everything we just heard has taken root. The birds of the air will not steal that seed, but it will take root and produce good fruit.
I also want to thank our good Lord for downloading you by his Holy Spirit with the word in which you brought today about the third day. It is the absolute truth. It could be proven in scripture. Have entered in. It is time, body of Christ, to be prepared. You are an overcomer.
Thank you so much, Patricia. God bless everybody. We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend. Until then, I'm Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. I'm joined with my beloved wife, Patricia Joy. We are your watchmen and watchwoman on the wall. God bless. We'll see you real soon.